Hey guys, it's Mark.
And I'm Charity.
And welcome to the Case Watch Podcast.
Case Watch deals with content meant for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Case Watch.
Confirming the body found in Grand Teton National Park is Gabby Petito, and she was killed.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
Late today, Chris Watts was officially charged with the murders of his wife and his two young girls.
Remember these words. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
And we're back.
Hi, guys.
What's going on, Charity?
Sorry, guys. We were gone for a couple weeks here.
Yeah, it is what it is.
A lot going on. Work, life stuff, you know. Well,
a lot going on, and then it's that time of year.
It's that time of year. I hope everyone had a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah, mine was okay.
Why? Why was it just okay? Do you like turkey? I don't like turkey. Is that weird? I like turkey lunch meat, but I don't like turkey from the bird. And I do like chicken from the bird. I don't understand my situation. Am I the only one?
From the bird. I'm sorry. That's one of the funniest things.
From the bird. Well, I mean, because, well, like you get lunch meat and it just looks like it's just this beautiful little piece of meat.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think chicken from, or turkey, sorry, from the bird is different than the sliced turkey you get in the deli?
It tastes different.
It, you know, there's only like one kind of turkey, right?
I know, but it tastes different to me. I don't know. You guys need, you know what? It's the dryness, I think.
Okay.
Unless maybe, I mean, I don't know.
There was nothing better as a kid to have leftover turkey sandwiches. I love the dry meat.
Well, do you know what I did? So I did not personally have any turkey, but with the leftover carcass.
Ew. It just sounds gross.
I made homemade turkey noodle soup and it came out divine.
I don't
think
I've ever heard of that.
Well, it's like chicken noodle soup, homemade chicken noodle soup.
Hmm.
This is homemade turkey noodle soup. You make it exactly the same way.
Well, my way is I open up the can
and then I pour
that into a Tupperware and then I add another quart another can of water and dump that in.
No. I mean, that's not bad. I like that on a pinch, but homemade soup, there's nothing better than homemade soup, guys.
Huh. All right. I'm used to condensed. You got to remember, I'm cheap and grew up poor.
Oh, guys, we have to talk about for a minute the episode that got cut off. That was so weird.
Yeah, I want to talk about my Thanksgiving first.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were going to continue on to your Thanksgiving.
I was going to move on to my next. So I did El Cheapo way.
Okay.
So this is actually a true two-pronged story. Pronged.
I like that.
My cheapness really comes out.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
So I wasn't going to do anything, period. Kristen and I aren't exactly what you call holiday people.
Right.
I really don't care. It's just another day.
Yeah.
And then I was at Costco because I love going there, except the one in Nashua, New Hampshire. That's like absolutely worst Costco in the world.
Is it really?
Yeah. Expect to be there for like ridiculous amounts of time. So I was in there. And all I needed was soda, and I was going to grab like a bag of chips or something.
Yep.
And then I did my normal routine where I walk through and I get all the samples. And this one lady had this sample of, it was just basically like a Thanksgiving dinner.
Really?
I was like, that's really cool.
Like pre-made?
It was this roll.
Oh.
And I was like, that's badass. Huh. I'm like, ooh, the King's Hawaiian rolls are right over there. I can just go grab those, buy this, and we're done.
There you go.
And she goes, it's on sale right now. It's $7.99.
What?
And I was like, yeah, baby.
Sign me up.
So basically, it's this roll of turkey. It's like a breast that's been cut and gutted and moved around. And then inside of it, it's got stuffing. It's got gravy.
Wow.
It's got cranberry sauce. And it's like the entire.
It's Thanksgiving dinner.
And then it's wrapped back up.
Okay.
Cooked. And then you take and put it in the oven for an hour.
Ooh.
And then slice it up. So flash cut to me now looking at this entire store. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to buy it. So I walked up front with it and I go to check out. And I'm like, I got two of them. I'm like, $7.99. You can't beat that.
Right.
And the lady's like, $137.60. I was like, wait, what? she's like, well, yeah, you had two of those turkey things, and then you got King's Hawaiian rolls and like two other things. And I was like, these are $8. And she's like,
a pound.
Ah, you're like the sixth person who said that. It's $7.99 a pound.
Oh, you got hucklebucked.
And I'm like, well, you need to tell. I said, if it's one person,
right,
then it's that person's fault. But if you have numerous people,
then
that
obviously
come up saying
there's
it,
a miscommunication. Yes.
There's a miscommunication yes. going on. And she's like, ugh, I can't even believe like you thought you were going to get this whole turkey for $7.99.
Wow, her voice changed drastically right there.
And I was like, you can keep that. Both of them.
Oh, so you didn't do it?
And the King's Hawaiian rolls. And then I just paid for my other thing and left. Flash cut to like 2 days later that I recount the story for Kristen. And she's like, oh, we should do that. That would be great. I'm like, ugh.
Did you go back?
I'm like, I will go back because I had a meeting on Tuesday.
Yep.
So I'm like, I'll go back, whatever. So I go back there. And I should have known when I pulled into the road that it's on and it was like jam packed all the way to the road. So made it into the store, searched the entire place. They don't have any of these turkey things.
No, left. They're gone.
And then they also, the line, have you ever been to the Costco in Nashua?
No.
It's ridiculous.
I'm sure.
The line like has this massive pool up front of people that don't understand what lines are. And then it goes all the way back to the back of the store.
No.
Loops back and then goes around to the other side.
Oh my God.
I was like, yeah, there ain't no way in heck I'm going there.
No.
So we had to go the other day down to Waltham, Mass. So we went down there and she's like, you know, there's a Costco down here. We should check. And I'm like, no way. I'm not dealing with this again. And she's like, but I really think this turkey is a great idea. I'm like, whatever. If that's all I have to do, then we'll do it.
Right.
So we drive there, go into Costco, and I walk in and the place is mobbed. And then I'm like, you know what? They're not going to have it. And I'm already ready to give up. And she's like, let's just go. So we go back. They have a whole case of them.
Aww.
So we grab that.
Kristen's turkey spidey sense was into play right there.
Grab potatoes. And then I'm like, what's Thanksgiving without a cream pie? And then I winked at Kristen and she's like, you're gross. And I was like, chocolate cream pie, you
she's
weirdo.
She's just realizing that now that you're gross.
And so now there's none of them there.
Oh.
And it's slightly weird me walking around asking for the cream pies.
Yeah, repeatedly. That's a little odd. Well, maybe not given the time of year. If you were just randomly in there on like, you know, the summertime.
I was like the guy in, what was the movie? Oh, I can't remember.
I don't know.
Have you seen my baseball?
What movie's that?
It'll come to me before the end. Okay. Something About Mary.
Oh,
have you seen my baseball? Except I was going like, do you know where the cream pies are?
Do you know where the
just
cream pies are?
Just looking for a cream pie. Kristen wants a cream pie.
Kristen wants a cream pie.
Chocolate.
Let's get cream that pie. Girl a cream pie.
So whatever, they don't have them. We go to check out and I'm used to my horrible Costco experience. And I was like, let's go. Walk right up, in, out, done.
Wow.
I was like, this is amazing.
That's awesome.
So now we decided, now we're on the cream pie hunt.
Oh.
So we drive all around and we find like no stores have it. And then finally we're going by Wegmans and she's like, let's just check here. And I'm like, whatever. So we go, walk right in, huge display of chocolate cream pies.
Nice.
And it's like 4 inches
again,
tall.
Kristen for the win. Oh, it was a nice full cream pie.
Yep. 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 Full cream pie. So then I go, oh, perfect. Oh, I'll hit it on mine. Ready?
That's what she said.
So Mark's grumpy when it comes to food.
Yeah, we know.
So I'm like, I'm starving. I haven't eaten all day. And now it's late in the afternoon. I'm like, because they have the food right there.
Oh, Wegmans amazing. Yes.
So I'm like, I'll take that meat lover's piece of pizza. So they hand it to me and I hand her my $5. And she's like, our register is down. The only place that you can go is you got to go upstairs and walk to the other end and pay.
So you're like, no, thank you.
And I'm like, I'm all set. She's like, well, you've touched it, sir. So you need to pay.
Sir, you've touched it.
And I'm like, well, then open your register because I can tell you I will not be walking upstairs and completely across this entire facility. Can't I just pay for it at the registers up front? Those registers aren't active for that. And I'm like, whatever. Anyways, here's your pizza. I'm taking my cream pie and going home.
Oh, my God.
So then we come here. We made it. It was awesome. It was great. We had such a great faux fake Thanksgiving.
Nice. Why would it be? Why is it fake? That's not fake.
We didn't really slave. Like, I'm in the kitchen.
So what?
I'm in the kitchen making this thing. Like, literally, I cut the bag, pulled it out.
It's perfect.
Set it onto a sheet pan.
Yeah.
Threw it in the oven for an hour.
Perfect.
Threw the mashed potatoes that were pre-made.
Yeah.
With aluminum foil on it, right next to it.
Perfect.
Hit 1 hour, walked away.
That's amazing. That's a really good Thanksgiving.
When it was done, opened up my King's Hawaiian rolls, threw them in my air fryer for 4 minutes, and yep. I was like, this is great.
You will live in the dream.
She looks over at me, and she's like, you could have made this for me and brought it to me like if I was at work or something, and I would have thought you slaved in the kitchen.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I was like, hey, just go with that then.
Just go with it, guys.
Mark slaved in the kitchen. Of course, I'm in the kitchen now, and I'm playing on my cell phone while I'm quote-unquote cooking.
Cooking, yeah.
And I'm like, this is really hard. It's a lot of work going on in here in the kitchen.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it through. You know, I'm slaving making you Thanksgiving dinner.
Slaving.
So it was great. You'll have to ask her about the chocolate cream pie when you leave there.
I will.
It was phenomenal.
Good. I'm glad.
So episode that got cut off.
Yes.
I don't know what happened.
We don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either. There was a little good amount of that story left too.
I know.
And we don't know what happened
in the system. It didn't even show. So I don't know what happened.
That was rude of the system to not have us in it.
Yeah, 100%. Because it missed something important that I had mentioned at the end of that show.
Oh, go ahead.
Everybody always comments on this.
That's what she said.
Yes.
And I was like, you know what I need? Is I need a douchebag button. But nobody wants to hear me say it. So what I want everybody to do, in the spirit of Christmas.
Yes.
Here comes Santa Claus. And awesome text messages and voicemails.
Yes, please, guys, come on. I know you're busy, but let's get it going here. We need to hear your voices.
Pick up your cell phone, dial 603 212-4600.
Yep.
Leave us a voicemail.
Please.
I don't care how you say it, what you say. I want to build up a button supply of douchebags.
Douchebags. Yep.
So just call up and ready? Me and Charity are going to make pretend we're doing it. Ready? Right. You're a douchebag.
You are a douchebag.
What a douchebag.
What a douche.
Oh, my God. They're a douche. Douche, douche, douche.
I love it.
I don't care how you say it. Just send us a bunch of different assorted douches, and we're going to put it. It's going to replace one of these.
Yes.
Meow. It's going on the button bar.
Hey, guys, we keep getting more positive reviews, and I could not be more gracious and thankful, and that is all I want for Christmas.
Oh, I want a new computer.
No, Mark. When it comes to Case Watch and our creeps, that's all we want from them.
This old iMac is getting old. Mark wants a new iMac.
All right. I don't think the creeps are going to. All right, so before we get into one of the mega douchebags, let's just say that.
Douche!
Mark and I are going to be talking about we'll get into it in a minute. I have a quick question for the creeps.
Oh, boy.
I need to know some etiquette, okay? And here is my question. Now, first of all, I'd like to preface this with I love all animals, big, small, love animals, total animal lover.
I like cats.
We know. So I went for a hike recently at a different place than I normally go to. It's a beautiful area. It is an area where horses are allowed, and I love horses. They're beautiful, and I know we have creeps that love horses and have their own horses. Here is my question. Why is it okay for a horse poop to just be left in the freaking trail?
As soon as you mentioned horses, I knew this is where it was going.
I know horse poop is different than like dog poop. It has like no bacteria in it, supposedly, because they mostly eat hay. I understand that. I still don't want to freaking step in it. And it's not like this particular trail. They're not running, okay? They're not galloping. They're walking. There's not room to gallop. So isn't it etiquette to just at least someone get off the horse and push it off to the side?
I'm laughing because in my head, like, I'm picturing a horse bag for poop, like the little.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It honestly, it's not always a huge mound of it. Like, sometimes it is, but like, I'll be walking around long and I can tell it's horse poop because there's hay in it, right? But it's right in the middle of the trail. Yet if you are a person with a dog, you get shunned if you let your dog poop even close to the trail.
You just unlocked a hidden memory in my head.
Oh no, I don't know if I want to know this.
This is so funny because we're talking about horse poop and I'm like, oh my God, this just unlocked a hidden Mark memory. I remember every year in Claremont, they do the Fireman's Parade.
Yep.
They have for my entire life. And I remember being in the Cub Scouts and we got to march in the Fireman's Parade.
Wow.
And I was like, that is super, super cool.
Fire.
Charity found my lighter.
Sorry.
And she's just now lighting it and she's like giving me a concert.
Sorry, go ahead.
And so we got to march in the parade.
Yep.
Except we were behind the horses.
Oh, did they poop as they walk?
They poop when they walk a lot.
Yeah, I know. That's how they poop.
Like, I remember me and all my 6 to 7 year old friends, like, being completely grossed out because we were directly walking behind this, watching this.
And then you got to step over it. I get it. That's how they poop. I understand that. Like, but I just, on a trail like that, I don't understand. I need to know etiquette, guys. I need you guys to tell me why that is etiquette for a horse to nobody moves it off to the side. I can see if you're running, the horse is running and jumping over things. You really can't get off the horse to move it. I don't know. Again, I love animals. I luckily have not actually stepped in the poop. I have seen it ahead of time and stepped over it. So it's not like I am, you know, mad or angry. I just have a question. That's just my question.
I'm going to answer your question.
Okay.
Just like any other douchebag would answer it on a town page.
Okay.
Every town page, every person has a town page on Facebook, whether like so-and-so, like say if you're in Nashua, New Hampshire, Nashua Connected or Nashua Community or whatever it is. Yep. And people will go on and have a valid complaint.
Right. So what's the answer?
Right now in the town I grew up in, Claremont, New Hampshire, there's a debate going on that the town Christmas lights are horrendous this year.
Okay, someone didn't do a good job.
No, they're horrible.
Are they bad? Okay.
Like, they didn't get a ladder. Like, they top out at 6 feet. Like, the lights stop at 6 feet. And, like, the other 75 feet of the tree
that's
is bare.
That's kind
of
funny.
Charity,
Are you sure the lights just aren't out?
Nope, they're not out. And everybody is complaining about it online. What's this a valid complaint? And now I'm going to basically say to you what they would say to you if you complain.
Okay.
Ready? Charity's on her Facebook. She's like, "Dear residents of town I live in, I was hiking the other day and there was horse poop in the middle of the trail.
Everywhere.
And it's everywheres. You should probably look after your horse." Click, 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 click. That's the sound of the keyboard. Click, 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 click. It's completely inappropriate for horse poop to be on the ground like that. Please clean up after yourself. Flash cut to first comment. if you're so concerned about it, why don't you go pick it up yourself?
Because if my dog poops, I pick it up myself because it's my dog. I'm the owner of the dog.
And I'm like, every time you look at someone's post on one of these pages, yeah, you just shake your head.
Well, there's trolls everywhere. We know it, guys. We have trolls here at Case Watch. We have major trolls.
They're pretty funny, though.
I love it. I welcome the trolls. Bring it on.
I like when we get them on our side and then like make them go attack other people. That's fun.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. Whatever. Everyone has an opinion, guys.
I just thought you had a horse in your shirt. And I just looked at Charity's shirt for the first time. It's a moose.
It's a moosey. All right. Let's get into this horrificness. So we discussed that we are going to dabble in timelines of very popular crimes. We've already done one. Okay. This one is actually in the beginning of our podcast before we come on. And we're going to be talking about Chris Watts today.
Ooh.
We're going to do the timeline completely and we're going to have a discussion on our thoughts. And
I'm going to show Charity the picture of the trees in Claremont, New Hampshire today.
That can't be real.
That's real.
Stop it. They only did the base of the trees. Yeah. That one looks like a dick. Look at it.
Ooh. Yeah,
that's a penis tree.
What's on your mind?
Apparently dicks. I don't know why.
Now flip the other way.
Which way?
Make it small again and I'll flick it the other way.
This way?
Yep. Okay. And you'll see what it looked like 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
And now when I was a kid, they had the nativity scene there. They had like the multicolored big bulbs that like lit the trees up and so great. And now they have dick trees.
Dick trees.
Gotta love it.
Well, maybe somebody else said, maybe someone had dicks on their mind. Right? I don't know. All right, I'm going to start it out for us, okay? So Shanann is her name. She was on Facebook a lot. In fact, she was almost like a little mini celebrity. She had a following. She talked to her people. She was from New Jersey.
Jazzy.
But later she moved to North Carolina, and she met Chris Watts, through social media, I guess. So this is what she had to say. She said, I got a friend request from Chris on Facebook. Then she went on to say, I was like, what the heck? I'm never going to meet him. Except one thing led to another. And 8 years later, we have two kids. We live in Colorado. And he's the best thing that's ever happened to me. So those are her own words, guys. So she, at this point in time, she was very happy. And this was in 2010. So by November 3rd, 2012, Shanann and Chris get married in Charlotte, North Carolina. Do you want to continue, Mark?
I will. December 17th, 2013, the couple welcomed their first child, Bella.
Bella.
Marie Watts. She's born in Colorado. Shanann was so excited to have her first baby girl. She spent every minute thanking God and taking care of her precious gift that the Lord had blessed her with. And how she loved and cherished her.
Yeah, she was really happy to be a mom. I mean, if you look at like her posts and things that she, recordings of her children were her life. They were her life. They just, from the outside in, we say this all the time, it looked like a perfect little family.
Oh, yeah.
It really, really did. So by July 17th, 2015, their second daughter, Celeste, was born. And they called her Cece.
Oh, I love nicknames.
Yeah. So Cece was also born in Colorado. And Cheyenne, again, was so excited to be able to have another child because I don't know if anyone remembers this, but she had lupus. She was very sick for a long time and couldn't figure out why. And finally, they diagnosed her with lupus, but she didn't know if she was ever going to be able to have kids. And now here she was, married to the love of her life and welcoming her second daughter. So you really can't get better than that, right, guys?
But as we all know with social media, things are not exactly always what they seem.
No,
are they, Charity?
They are not.
Because in June 2015, a month before Celeste was born, the Watts filed for bankruptcy.
Yikes.
With a combined income of $90,000 in 2014, in addition to credit card debt, student loans, medical bills, The couple filed for bankruptcy in June 2015, stating that their $3,000 mortgage, $600 car payments took up most of their $4,900 in monthly expenses.
Yikes, they were living beyond their means.
Additionally, their homeowners association sues them for unpaid HOA fees.
Oh, no. Okay, so
which things... we need to do a case on HOAs eventually because they are the absolute worst thing in existence.
So, guys, this is typical, right? When we hear these horrible stories, as Mark just said, things look a certain way on social media, but behind the scenes, clearly they were struggling or, you know, financially. And he was probably kind of freaking out, right? Because they had this beautiful home. I don't know if you remember seeing the footage. They had a gorgeous home and two little children to care for. So all the responsibilities are, and I'm not making excuses, trust me, guys, but I'm just saying there were some major stresses going on.
Oh, 100%.
Yes. So May 5th, 2018, Shanann posts a very nice Facebook Live video. Okay, so this was 3 years after the financial burden started. And I believe the video was actually like a half hour long.
Oh, wow.
And in this video, she talks all about how much she loves her family life. She says, quote, "I love waking up now on Saturdays and being able to enjoy my family." She also talked about how excited she was for summer in Colorado to come. And she said, "I believe that everything in life happens for a reason. And I also believe people are placed in our life for a reason. Chris can be seen playing with the girls in the video." So to the social media, they are the power couple. They are the couple that you want to emulate and be just like. They love each other. I'm talking about everyone from the outside looking in. They're in love with each other. They have a beautiful home, a beautiful life, beautiful children. Yeah.
All right. So what do you do next? I mean, the typical American family here, we have two kids, that big, beautiful house, come to find out that they can't afford it.
Yep.
Filed for bankruptcy. Flash cut to June 11th, 2018. What does Shanann do? She surprises Chris with the best news possible.
Oh, boy.
In a video later released by Nine News, Shanann wears a shirt that says, "Oops, we did it again."
Oh, Mark, that's good.
And surprises Chris with the news of their pregnancy. He reacts saying, "That's awesome."
Yeah, it was. I remember this because in the video, if you watch the video, there is lackluster, dude. Like when he says, "That's awesome," you can tell he's freaking the F out. You know what I mean? Like he's in his mind, he's like, "Oh my God, another child. We can't afford the ones we have."
So it makes me wonder if basically that's why on June 17th, she did what she did on Father's Day, which she posted a message to Chris on his Facebook.
Oh.
"Chris, we are so incredibly blessed to have you. You do so much every day for us and take such great care of us. You are the reason I was brave enough to agree to number three. From laundry to kid showers, you are incredible, and we are so lucky to have you in our lives. Happy Father's Day."
Oh, God. So here's my question, right? Do you think that they really did plan the third? Because when she tells him, he literally looks like, "Oh, okay." Or do you think he just thought it wouldn't happen because of the lupus, even though she had already had two? I don't know.
I don't know. Because with the shirt that says, "Oops, we did it again."
Right. Oops. That's
like,
right.
That kind of sounds like
it was a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe this was her trying to like smooth things over and bring him back into the equation, saying, you know, "We can't do this life without you," blah, 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 blah. Or here's another view looking back now, right? Were things getting really bad with their relationship? So she was in attempts to try to get them back to where they were, telling the world how much she loves him and loves her family. I don't know.
Maybe she saw writing on the wall and she's trying to preemptively stop the issues.
Well, that same month in June 2018, where, you know, Shanann is pregnant with a third child.
Oops, they did it again.
He put his... never mind.
Yeah, you can't repeat that part.
Anyways, as she was professing her love and adoration for her husband and loving her life,
yeah,
and, you know, telling the world, hopefully, or whoever that will listen to her. And she had a pretty large following.
This right here, what you're going to say, completely shows how life from the outside does not actually mirror what's going on inside. Because, go ahead, Charity.
Well, the whole time that Shanann was professing her love, Mr. Chris started talking to a lady friend named Nicole Kessinger. We all remember her, right?
Yes, we do.
She worked in Anadarko Petroleum's environmental department and would see the operators, including Chris, on the way to the fridge.
She would see me a lot then, because I go to the fridge a lot.
She'd be like, hey again, Mark.
Mark, you getting that turkey roll again from Costco?
Hey Mark. Remember, don't take the other people's snacks that have their names on them, because they don't like when you do that.
Don't worry. I lick my finger. Stick my finger in those.
Well, one day, you know, they saw each other all the time, back and forth. Chris came by her office.
Yeah, he did.
And he, you know, struck up a conversation one day. And they had their first meeting outside the office later that month. So things quickly progressed outside the home while he had, you know, a pregnant wife and two daughters at home. Yeah.
Yeah, because in July of 2018, Chris went ahead and decided to start having a physical relationship with Kessinger. According to the Denver Post, Chris sees Kessinger about 4 or 5 times a week, and they start a physical relationship in July. He tells her that he is almost divorced.
Oh.
Later that month, while Shanann and the girls are out of town in North Carolina, he tells Kessinger that the divorce is final.
Oh, God.
Kessinger goes to Chris's home for the first time on July
4th. I hate this.
And they have their first phone call on record on July 7th. They also go on a date to Shelby American Collection Car Museum, which is actually a really cool place, on July 14th.
So Mark would have taken her there too, apparently.
Chris could have taken me there. I would have went and checked it out.
Okay.
This is Shelby's Great American Collection.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's great.
Look it up on your phone.
No, later. I really do. I love cars.
And they decided to spend the night at Grand Sands Dunes National Park.
My God, so romantical.
On July 28th, all while his family is away. On July 30th, he gives her a love note before joining his family on vacation.
That's disgusting. All right. And I also want to state that. Are you okay, Mark?
I had a cough, but I muted my microphone.
All right, guys. Chris was in the best shape of his life at this time.
Me too.
So, you know, like a lot of times.
If shape is round.
Hey, a good shape is different for everyone.
Hey, I need to go back to the times when like big fat Buddha guys were
no, it. Listen, everyone likes a different shape. Okay. In a person. Everyone's attracted to a different shape, Mark. You know that. Not everyone likes wicked fit people.
Well,
but anyways.
Good.
Anyways, what I'm saying is you know, like when people get divorced or they end a relationship.
Yes.
And okay, you're single, ready to mingle. And so you get in the best shape of your life and you're feeling your feels and you know what I mean? You know how that goes, right?
No. No, no.
Okay.
For me, it's just like,
anyways,
more time
a lot of times that happens. Okay. Well, he wasn't even out of a relationship, but he was feeling himself. So while the poor thing was pregnant, not feeling well, gaining weight, dealing with her lupus, he was going to the gym, working out, best shape of his life, hanging out with his new lady friend who thinks he's divorced at this point.
Hey, is the gym this way?
Yeah.
Or that way?
Oh. Wow, Mark.
This
Mark,
way? That way.
Mark just showed me, just brought me to the gun show.
Where's the gun show?
So guys, you know, on July 31st, Chris flies to North Carolina to be with his family because he's such a family man. So at this point, he's living two separate lives.
He's completely in love with his wife, two children, and the one on the way.
Yeah, that's right. So this was supposed to be a family vacation. With Shanann, the girls, her little baby growing in her belly, and her adoring husband, who is seen on vacation with them without a shirt on in the water, showing off his body,
no
feeling good for himself.
Ever going to see that picture of Mark.
Anyways, So despite that they're on this vacation having a blast, right? Supposedly.
Yeah.
Shanann was messaging her friends. And it was clear things weren't going well with their relationship. She was confiding in people. And there was some real big tension between Shanann and Chris's parents for some reason. So it wasn't good.
Parents usually have a bullshit detector.
Right. So there were some things going on that started to become clear. She was reaching out to people and she was like, listen, I need to vent about this. There's some things going on. And, you know, it's starting to come clear that things are not, they're definitely not even close to being the perfect little family. Although she doesn't know about the affair yet. I don't know if she ever does, actually.
Well, let's get right into August 4th, 2018, because this is super, super important. Because weeks after starting talking, Kessinger's cell phone data shows that she was looking at wedding dresses online for 2 hours.
Oh, my God. Oh, are you joking?
No.
You would think, I don't understand. So if they worked at the same place together, right?
Yeah.
They had, I'm sure he had friends at his workplace. She did too. Nobody like met his wife at a work party or knew, like she didn't ask, do you have kids? She didn't ask. I don't understand this. And I've seen interviews with her over and over, and I'm not saying she's guilty of anything except having a relationship with someone that was still married. I would ask more questions, or maybe she just didn't want to know.
Some people don't want to know.
Maybe it was just so blissful because they were in that like new relationship phase, right? Couldn't keep their hands off each other.
That phase is fun. But if you're anything like me, those little cute little intricacies that you like about somebody end up becoming super annoying.
True.
That's how I am. I'm like, I'd be in a relationship.
Why are you breathing like that?
I would be in a relationship with somebody. And like the first like 2 months or 3 months, they'd have this cute little like or something like that. And like 6 months down the road, like I'll be watching TV. And all of a sudden, it's like I hear, and be like, will you shut the F up? Like, I don't want to hear that anymore.
Wow.
I'm just saying what every person in a relationship ever says. You don't ever look at your significant other and say, if I didn't love you, I would murder you sometimes.
I mean, I don't say that.
You think it?
Kristen thinks murder.
It at least 7 times a day. I wish I could just like duct tape his mouth shut.
Well, Mark, you and I are we're an acquired taste sometimes.
She'll talk nonsense
a lot.
I say to her whenever she says, like, will you stop? She actually said to me, like, will you stop talking? I was like, our crime creeps love to hear me talk. She's like,
go talk to them.
Go record something for them. That right there, that little giggle you did, that after 6 months, I would be like, would you never do that again?
I hope the crime creeps don't think that.
No, they love you.
So we didn't mention this before, but Shanann worked for a company named Level, L-E-V-E-L, selling a product called Thrive. I've heard of Thrive before. It's like an energy type product that's supposed to be really healthy for you and help you with like weight loss and, you know, all the things that you think of an active person wanting. So I actually know people who have worked for this company before and have tried to sell me Thrive.
Did you buy any?
I did not. Anyways, furthermore.
I don't buy anything anybody ever sends me. I'm going to give you a couple Markisms here real quick. Just so you know, if you try to sell me something, I'll never buy it. If I'm in a line and you're checking out and the guy looks at me and says, the guy in front of you paid for your order. Would you like to pay it through? That shit stops right there with me. Like, nope, done. I will be the guy that breaks that every single time. It's just a little couple of the little fun things that make me.
Just a little fun, little funness for you.
Yep.
So on August 9th, 2018, Shanann leaves on a business trip to Arizona. So from what it sounds like, it was a kind of a convention for Thrive. And she was a spokesperson, so she had to go. So she had confided in many friends about what was going on at home with Chris. And she actually texted one of her friends before she left and said that she and Chris had their, quote, best talk yet. Interesting, right?
That is interesting.
She even wrote a handwritten letter for him. So she, this is so sad to me, right? So he was in good spirits for obvious reasons. He was getting laid by a new little chick, right? And wasn't having to deal. He could pretend that he didn't have to deal with the family situation he had. So he was probably, his spirits were probably like through the roof, right? And she probably saw a change in him and was thinking, oh my gosh,
this is working.
He has come back to me, right? Thank goodness.
Look how happy he is.
That's so sad, but so true.
It is, yes.
Right? So when she leaves, you would think, you know, he might take the time and say, we had this great talk. I'm going to break it off with Kessinger because this is just not right. Right? This is not right. What am I doing? I have two children, a baby on the way. I fell in love with Shanann for a reason. But no, what does he do? What does he do, Mark? On August 11th, 2018, while Shanann is away, he hires a babysitter so he can go out with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lied about it too, saying he was going to a baseball game with coworkers. Guys and girls, let me just let you in on a little bit of advice. Nobody believes your lies.
Nobody believes your lies.
Nobody. Because it really makes you wonder, Charity, because in the wee hours of August 13th at 1:48 a.m., Shanann's friend, Nicole Atkinson, gave her a ride home to the 2800 block of Saratoga Trail after she returned from her business trip.
Okay, so she dropped her off safe, right? Yep,
absolutely.
Amazing, right? So let's go to August 13th. So stay at August 13th, shall we? Chris wakes his wife up as he is getting ready to go to work, and he wants to talk about their marriage and future. This is according to his confession later on.
Which means it's probably cloaked in bullshit and douchebaggery.
Yes. So even though Shanann was carrying their unborn son, so he had two daughters, this would have been his first son, and his name was going to be Nico Lee, he tells her about his affair and that their marriage won't last. Can you imagine? You left for your trip thinking everything was fine, had the best talk ever. You come back, you're woken up first thing in the morning after getting home super late. You're already exhausted because you're pregnant to hear this.
Well, Shanann replied that Chris won't see his kids again. And he strangles her to death. Bella, who was 4, comes in and asks what was wrong with her mom. And Chris wraps Shanann in a blanket and carries her to his truck. He puts the two kids in the back seat. Drives to his work site. He then smothers Celeste in the back seat, puts her body in an oil tank.
This part, I can't. Oh, my God.
And does the same with Bella in another tank. Chris also buries his wife's body in the ground nearby, as he later confessed from prison.
I am disgusted with this.
This guy, grade A douchebag.
Such callous. You can't. And this is something he thought about this. He thought long and hard about this. How would I get rid of them without anyone knowing? How would I dispose of their bodies? This was calculated. This was,
it's gross.
How, and to smother your own child? I can't even, and that in the strangling, we know the strangling is so personal. What did she do to him? Just end your freaking marriage.
I never understand.
So here's my thing. You're mad she said he wasn't going to see his kids again. So he just kills his kids. Is that like an FU to her would have been to kill the kids and not her.
And not kill her. Yes. You're right.
I don't understand what his mental thoughts were to just take out his whole family and that nobody would question him. They always question the significant other first.
If that was his reasoning for killing her, which I do not believe.
No.
All he would have had to say is, all right, cool. We'll just go to court.
I was just going to say that. And he has rights. And according to the social media, he was a wonderful father. So there was no way that she would have been able to prove that he wasn't a good father because all she talked about was a good father he was. So he just wanted to wipe his family clean.
I think this was his way to fresh start.
How though?
In his mind.
Yeah. With Bubba in jail, hopefully.
People are dumb.
I'm just, I am so, I have the, I'm like shaking. I'm so mad because your own flesh and blood. That is deplorable, and that's not even the word for it. It's just absolutely disgusting.
We're going to put a pin in it right there for the week.
Ugh.
Remember, guys, 603-212-4600. We really need as many of the douchebags sent to us so we can start using them in the cases. Because this one,
meow.
That one's getting kind of tired. This one,
that's what she said.
I mean, it's always one of will be one of our go-tos.
But. That one's not going anywhere. But imagine a button bar full of douchebags.
Your voices, guys.
From our creeps.
Our creeps' voices saying douchebag. Love it.
I'm so glad that this actually got to get out on an episode this time and not be cut short.
Yes.
We'll see you on the next one. Bye, guys.
Bye.